Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hello, Stuart. This is Chuck Sapp. I wanted to give you a call and find out how your system works on loan. I have a reference number. I can give it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start off with that?
Sure. It is 2511-0801-0035-6951.
Perfect. And the phone number you're calling me from,
352-336.
Mm-hmm, 3175. Is that a good number to call you back in case our call gets dropped?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Okay, here, give me 1 minute. Let me pull this up here for you.
Okay.
And what's your first name, sir?
Chuck.
Chuck. And Chuck, are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And I have the business name as High Springs Gallery?
Yes.
Okay, is that still the current name? Is that a DBA or is that the actual business name?
Actual business name.
Thank you. And how do you guys structure the business? Are you LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp? S-Corp. Okay. And is the address 1512 Northwest 13th Street in
yes.
Gainesville? Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right, Chuck, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, what I'm looking for is basically a line of credit.
Okay.
Of about, altogether, I need about $60,000. I don't need it at one time. Matter of fact, I don't want it at one time. But I have some loans that are out there that my payments are pretty high monthly, and I want to get rid of those and structure it over a longer period of time.
Okay. So what do you have out there right now that you owe?
I have $48,000 out there right now that I owe.
$48,000. And what's the breakdown of that?
It is basically, it's a cabbage loan, so it's, you know.
Okay.
I'm paying $8,000 a month.
Okay, cabbage, $8K a month. Is that the balance, $48,000?
Yes.
Okay. Are you paying you said a monthly payment, or is it broken down to daily or weekly?
Monthly.
Okay. And you just want to get rid of that altogether?
Correct.
Is there a reason why? Is it just because the $8,000 a month is too high?
$8,000 a month is too high.
Okay. Have you gone to your local bank that you work with? Or bank with?
I have not yet, no.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit right now with your current local bank?
No.
Okay.
I used to. They changed banks, and a while back they weren't wanting to renew it, but I haven't tried lately.
Okay. How long have you guys been in business over there for?
18 years.
18 years. What is it exactly that you guys do? High Springs Galleries? Is it just a gallery shop?
We sell furniture, a lot of handmade furniture, and
okay.
Then we also have some gift items and jewelry.
Handmade furniture. Okay, and what did you guys do in sales for, let's say, 2015?
We did approximately $350,000.
$350,000. And what about this year? Are you guys on track to do the same?
A little bit more. It looks like we'll probably do about a little over $400,000.
Okay. Okay. Now, what happens if you're not able to get the funds? You guys have a backup plan or?
Just keep on working like we currently are.
Okay. When is the $8K a month supposed to, when is the loan going to be paid off? How many more months will it take?
Let's see. About 5 months.
Okay. Five to six months. So right now it's just kind of really hurting you as far as cash flow goes because you're
correct.
Taking all your profits to pay this loan off.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if I'm unable to get you approved for the line of credit, are you open to other programs?
I am. Depends on what it is.
Okay. Your main concern, though, just to so that I understand, is the $8K a month is just way too expensive, and we need to somehow cut
correct.
That down.
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, we do have multiple different programs. My first step would be getting you approved for multiple programs. Doesn't mean we have to run your credit for each program, but we do it one time, and we have multiple programs that we get you approved for. And then we kind of give you some options. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I have a 580 credit score.
Okay. So it's below average. Credit score. Okay. Why is it at a 580?
I have a home that... ex-wife that I'm on the mortgage with, and she's not making the payments as planned. So.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Okay. Mortgage with ex-wife. Be surprised. Talk to so many business owners, and they have the exact same problem.
Yep.
You know, their ex-wife. Okay, so yeah, I can definitely try and do something for you here. How soon are you looking to bring on the funds?
Sometime in November.
Sometime in November. And why in November?
We have hired a interior designer that is coming on in January, and we need to do I need to do a little bit of remodeling and bring on a lighting line so that she has all the resources she needs.
Nice. Okay. So how much is that project going to cost just alone for the bringing materials on?
About $20,000. So probably 12 for the product and about 8 for the remodeling.
Okay, for product and 8 for the remodel. Okay. All right, perfect. So no urgent rush within the next few days, right?
No.
Okay. And you said in November, that's coming up here. Is it mid-November, towards the end of November? There's no specific timeline?
No specific timeline.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Chuck. So what I can do is I'll send you the application along with the list of items I would need to get you the approval.
Okay.
It's just going to be some bank statements, a tax return, and then a short one-page application. There may be a time where if it's needed, I may ask for financials, but a lot of times it doesn't come down to that.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give you the heads up on that.
Can I get your hold 1 second?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
So
let me give you an email address that's good for me.
Yeah, please.
It is paddywhack@bellsouth.net, and that is PADDIWHACK at bellsouth.net.
Bellsouth.net. Okay, so I got PADDIWHACK at bellsouth.net.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll send the application over along with the list of what I would need.
Okay.
Let me know. How soon do you think you can get it back into me?
I probably would get it back to you tomorrow, I would think.
Okay. Perfect. Also, do you want to take down my direct line, Chuck, in case you have any questions? You can call me directly.
Sure. Okay, I'm ready.
It's 858-909-8867, and my name is Jeremiah.
All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome, Chuck. I'll send it over in about 5 minutes, and then I'll look out for your email.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you soon.